Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Lamed, and we are on the second line on daf Lamed Amid Aleph. So on daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, turn the page, and really the second part of the Masechta, part of the Masechta that deals not so much with halachos of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, doing business with them, trusting them, what they're chashed, what they're not chashed, but with the foods of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. As we're going to see, the Chachamim assert certain foods of Ovdei Avodah Zarah for various reasons. Either way, the Mishnah started with a whole smorgasbord, pun intended, of foods that are Aser because of the fact that they're associated with Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The first halacha of the Mishnah was Elu Dvarim Shalei Ovdei Kechavim Asurin Ve'isuran Iser Hana Hayayin. And the truth is that really right now we should do about a 5-minute introduction regarding the halacha of Yayin, as it would allow us to understand today's daf a little bit better. But I think we'll do the Gemara first and somehow back into the introduction. But two things that we need to be familiar with, terms, just simply in order to understand the daf. Number one, when we talk about yayin shel ovdei kechavim, we don't necessarily mean yayin nesach. The iser yayin of an ovdei avodah zarah, and these halachas do apply this man hazeh, by the way, really can be broken into three parts. Number one, if a guy would take wine and he would physically be menasach et l'avodah zarah, that's easy. That's aser. It's aser midei raisa. It was the first gemara on daf chav tesam at beis, yayin minolan, and the gemara said it's hukish to karbonos that a guy brings. It's tikrovis l'avodah zarah. It's aser b'achila. It's aser b'ana midei raisa. The second category of yayin is stam yenom. If a guy makes wine, it's kosher. You know for sure it's kosher. It has the hashkach from the badatz. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing controversial about the hechsher. But it's a guy's. Chachabim said, Yeinam shalayv de chachabim arasa. And then finally, even if a yid owns wine and a guy touches it, a yid's wine that a guy touches is also going to be asa. So you have yayin that physically a guy was menasach lavoy de zara. You have stam yeinam, that's wine, that's kosher wine. It was never poured lavoy de zara, but a guy owns it. And finally, a yid's wine that a guy went, he touched it. Magash al ovdei kechavim. Both sugis are really at the end of the Masechta. Either way, those are three types of isurim that are all included in this iser yayin. The Mishnah said yayin is aser b'achila. It's also aser b'ana. The second term we need to be familiar with is what's called mashkim megulim. It's halachah in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Kuf Tez Zayin. The primary source for it in Gemara is today's daf. It's Avodah Zarah daf Lamed, where once upon a time people lived among snakes. Nechashim were somewhat shchiach, and a snake gets thirsty sometimes. And there was a concern that if you left a good glass of wine out overnight, maybe while everybody was sleeping, the snake would come, take a sip of the wine, leave a little bit of eres, leave a tip, and that would now poison the wine. So there was an issue, not of iser, of sakana the next morning. If you're going to take a sip of that wine, maybe there's eres inside of it. It could be very dangerous. Either way, we're going to talk a little bit about stam yenam and a lot about the halachas of mashkim megulam. On that note, zokta gemara. We begin with a price. Tana rabbanon yayin mevushol. If somebody has wine, but wine that was cooked. Va'aluntis was a tafshel, it was a food. One of its ingredients was wine. Shalev dekechav, if it belongs to a guy, asurim. The halach is it's going to be asur. Why is it going to be asur? Yayin of a guy is asur. And even though we're going to see later, and everyone knows this halacha, the yayin mevushel of a guy is not asur, but being that the guy owned the wine before it was mevushel, the guy was the one that cooked it, so it was chal already an iser yayin on the wine before it became mevushel. As a result, the halachas, it's going to be asur. Aluntis is the same thing. One of the ingredients of the aluntis is wine. The wine is asur. Being that the wine was asur, I don't care that now it's in a taruva, it's together with the aluntis. The isur doesn't go away. Therefore, yayim evoshav aluntis shleiv dekhavim is asur. Aluntis kibri asur muteris. If, however, a yid made aluntis, he gave it to a guy, and now the guy wants to give it to another yid, even though technically the aluntis belongs to the guy, but being that the guy only owned it in the state of aluntis, he never owned it when it was a wine, therefore it's not going to be awesome. Talking so much about aluntis, What is almuntis? The Gemara, it's a price. Okay, the Tanya Gavi Shabbos. Oisin inumlim, the ain oisin almuntis. You let him make for a choyl. If somebody's not feeling well on Shabbos, so you let him make him anumlim, you're not let him make him almuntis. Veizoi anumlim, veizoi almuntis. Inumlim was a mixture of yayin, wine, dvash, honey, upilpul, and a pepper. Almuntis was a mixture of yayin, noshan, aged wine, umayim, tzlulin, clear water. Can't take that for granted back then that you actually had clear water. Va'afarsamoim and balsam oil. The Abdul Bay Masus, and that was something that was used exclusively for people that were in the bathhouse. Back in the day, bathhouses were a very big deal. You go to the bathhouse and it got very hot. And it was important, Lutzerich Rafua, for people to have a way to come cool themselves down. So what they used to drink was aluntis. That was the beverage of the day. People would have a little bit of aluntis, and that would cool them down. It was made Lutzerich Rafua. So this price is actually a very interesting price. It's not our sugyo, but it's an interesting price in that oisin enumlin, you can make anumlin for a chayla, you can't make aluntis. What's the difference? The difference is anumlin was something that people would sometimes eat, even if they weren't. It was on the menu at your local restaurant. So being that it was something that people would eat, even though this person right now wants to eat at L'tzayach Rafua, it's going to be okay. So for example, we spoke a lot over the last few days about Rafua B'Shabbos, Simen Shinchof Chesin, Oyer Chaim. So there's an idea that you're not allowed to even take an Advil on Shabbos unless there's a real tzayach for it, right? It's not something you're supposed to do. So let's say somebody's not feeling well. Can he have chicken soup, an extra bowl of chicken soup on Friday night? Usually he drinks one bowl. Now he wants to drink a second bowl. Why? He's not feeling well. He needs it. Let's say he has the flu. So is that something that's okay? Or is that something that's... Or is that something that's not okay? The halacha is it's okay. Why? That's anumlin. That's this halacha. Because that's something that people eat anyways. Who doesn't eat chicken soup? So as a result, to have a second bowl of chicken soup would be fine. But aluntis was used dafk in the base of Americas. Being that it was used dafk in the base of Americas. Either way, you want to know what aluntis is, that's aluntis. Rabbi Yosef both said, Yayim mazik ein boi mishum diva. As it relates to the halacha of mashkim megulin. So wine that's left uncovered overnight would be an issue because of the sakana, there may be a nachash tampered with it. But if the wine was diluted, you have nothing to worry about. Yayin mevushal, another halacha, in by mishum nisach, that if you have yayin that was cooked, you don't have to worry about the iser of stam yenam, you don't have to worry about the halachas of nisach. Yayin mevushal yesh by mishum giloy, or in by mishum giloy. So we mentioned that yayin mazik, diluted wine, doesn't have the iser giloy. Cooked wine doesn't have the iser stam yeinan. It doesn't have the iser of nisach. What about the reverse? Yayin mevushal, cooked wine. Is there an iser gilur? Or is there not an iser gilur? Tashma, hey, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, yayin mevushal, she'en bay mishum gilur. Rabbi Yaakov Idi once said, Eidos, that he heard in the name of Chachamim, that yayin mevushal, there's no iser gilur. Rabbi Yani Bar Shmuel Cholish. Rabbi Yani Bar Shmuel was once sick. Ola gabei Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirut, v'rabbanon, l'shiu lebeis. The Chachamim came to be mevakeh chayla. Yosef v'kami bayulu. While they were sitting at me mevakeh chayla, they posed the following question. Yayin mevushal, yesh by mishum giloy, oy, ain by mishum giloy, this exact shayla, yayin mevushal. We said yayin mevushal doesn't have nisach. Again, everybody knows that. If your wine is mevushal, you can serve it at your bar mitzvah. You have nothing to worry about. But what about with regards to the halachas of giloy, yayin mevushal, yesh by mishum giloy, ain by mishum giloy, amalu Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud, he was one of the hachamim that came to be mevakeh chayla. So he said, Hachi yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish from Gavir Rabba. I'll tell you what Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said in the name of a Gavir Rabba. Umanoi, who's the Gavir Rabba? Rabbi Chia. He said, yayin mevushal, ain by mishum giloy. There's no halach of giloy when you're dealing with cooked wine. Amrulei, they told him, Nismaich? So they wanted to know, could we be Soimlich on Rabbi Chia? Machile Rabbi Yani Bar Yishmol. It's Rabbi Yani Bar Yishmol. He was the Chayla. He said, Olai, rely on me, Va'al Tzavarai, literally, and on my neck. Meaning, I'll take achrayas for it. If Rabbi Chia said that Yayin Mevushal Eimay Mishum Giloy, you have nothing to worry about. Another story. Shmuel Va'abot HaBayos Shmuel and Avleit were sitting together. So Avleit was an Eini Yehudi. He was a Chacham, and the Gemara mentions him in a few places in Shas. Apparently, he was friendly with Shmuel. So Shmuel and Avleit were sitting together. And the waiter came, and he brought cooked wine. So Avleit knew the halacha. Avleit quickly, he ran away. He knew he's not allowed to touch it. By the way, right, there are people that are makbid. They don't want any Yehudim to even look at their wine. So the Gemara doesn't say that. But either way, he quickly moved his hand. Amalei Shmuel. Shmuel said, you have nothing to worry about. It's mevushal. Hare yamru. Yayin mevushal. It's the cave, right? Ain by mishum bishal or some other fancy wine. Either way, I'm saying the Reb Chia, iglulu ha'hu chamru mevashlo. The Amma of Reb Chia once left cooked wine uncovered. It was Mayim Megulin. She left it overnight. Asked the Kamid Reb Chiya. They brought it to Reb Chiya. Amar La. So Reb Chiya said, you have nothing to worry about. Meaning she was worried, I guess. She left a wine overnight. Now it's Mashke Megulin. Hare Amar Yayim Mevushal. Ein Boy Mishum Gilish. Shami Rav Adabar Hava Igli Le Chamra Meziga. So Rav Adabar Hava's Gabai, his Shamis, he left uncovered, diluted wine. Amar Le, Rav Adabar Hava told him, you have nothing to worry about. Hare Amru Yayim Mazug, Ein Boy Mishum Gili. Amar Rapapa said, Lo Yamar Nel the Mazug too. But the only time this is true, that if the wine is diluted, no worries, that's if it's diluted really strongly. Avol Mazug, Velay Mazug Shasi. But let's say it's only a little bit diluted, then not. What does Shasi mean? The snake is going to drink it. As if to say, the reason wine that's diluted, there's no Isser Gili, is because the snake that you're worried is going to taste the wine is not going for the diluted wine. He wants pure, unadulterated wine. So he's not going after the wine that's diluted. So to the extent that it's mazig, it's not an issue. Meaning, if you're going to tell me the halacha is that wine that's diluted, aimed by mishum giloy, it would have to be predicated on a fact, on a mitzius, that the nachash is not going after diluted wine. So when Rapapa said, lo yamar nel de mazik tuva, av mazik v'le mazik shasi, in other words, what he's saying is that the nachash will drink the wine if it's only a little diluted. He just won't drink the wine if it's very diluted. But the Gemara says, is that true? Mazik v'le mazik shasi. Does a snake ever drink wine, even if it's only a little diluted? But Rabbi Bar, Rafun have a cause of bar, Rabbi Bar Rafuna was once on a ship. He was on a boat. And he had wine with him. And he saw a snake coming from the ocean. It was going after his wine. So he turns to his shamans and he tells him, Sami ain't it today. We need to do something to get this sea creature away from us. He's coming after our wine. Shakul Kalyamaya said, Gabba said, I have an idea. He took a little bit of water, shadabe, he diluted the wine, v'sar lachari. When the snake saw that the wine was diluted, he wasn't interested anymore. He ran away. Now, in that case, the assumption is that it wasn't so diluted, and still you see he went away. So you see that a snake doesn't go after wine, even if it's only a little bit diluted. Rapapa said, lo yamar nel de mazik tuva, only if it's very diluted, but a shtickel diluted, the nachash is still going to drink. L'chura, from this maisa, you see that even if it's only a little bit diluted, he's going to go away, says the Gemara. That's the difference. Achaya masa nafshe, amazigale masa nafshe. This was a suicide mission. The snake knew that he was putting his life at great risk for him to go after this wine, and the snake was willing to do it. For a good glass of wine, he was willing to give up his life, but not for a good glass of diluted wine. So you want to know if a snake will drink wine that's even a little bit diluted? The answer is yeah. That's why Rapapa said that yayin that's mazik v'loy mazik, and you leave it overnight, it's an issue. I Chazal said yayin mazik ain't by mishum giloy. That's if it's mazik tuva, but a little bit mazik not. I from this story, you see the snake was turned off. Even though the wine was only a little bit diluted, yeah, he was turned off from giving up his life for that type of wine. But if it's on the kitchen table and everybody's sleeping, he's going to go after it, even if it's only a little bit diluted. But the Gemara says, "Va'amaziga loy masar nafshe." Is that true? You're going to tell me that a snake won't be moisa nefesh? We actually have a story for this. A snake won't be moisa nefesh for wine that's a little bit diluted. V'harabiyane have a be'ach boiri. Rabiyane was once a be'ach boiri. That's a place. Rami lo barhedya have a be'ach. Some say it wasn't Rabiyane, it was barhedya. Have a yasvi, have a kushasi, chamra mezigan. They were sitting together, they were drinking diluted wine. Punch, lu chamra bekuva. And they had a little bit of wine left over in the battle. That they didn't want it to go bad. They wanted to preserve it. So v'tsarinu beprunka. So they took a cloth and they plugged it. They put the cork back in the barrel. The chazel hu chivya, and then they saw that there was a snake that was trying to get that wine. So what did he do? The shakal maya v'rama bakuva. He had a way of putting water into the barrel, and he was filling the barrel up with water up until the top. Adamala bakuva v'salach hamri lavei prunka v'shase. And when the level of the water rose to the top, it pushed the towel up. Now the snake was able to get in, and somehow he was able to drink it. What do you see from here? That the snake's okay drinking diluted wine. This sounds like it was probably even very diluted. But the bottom line is, you see he drinks wine. He's even moist and effish for it. This was risky. There were people there. The people could have killed the snake very easily. So you see that he's moist and effish even for diluted wine. The Gemara says, Amri, there's a chilek. The mazik, iyo shasi. If the snake himself dilutes the wine, as in this story, he was the one that diluted it. In this case, where the snake himself diluted the wine, there, he'll drink it, he'll even be Moisa Nefesh for it. But if somebody else mixed it, if somebody else diluted it, over there he's not going to be Moisa Nefesh. That's interesting. So we have a Gemara. We have a Gemara that talks about Mashke Megulin. And the whole idea of Mashke Megulin, we're talking specifically about Yayin right now, is related to a Sakana. There's a Chshash that a Nachash wants the Mashke, and the Nachash is going to put a little bit of eres, poison, inside the mashka. Thus, if someone's going to drink from it, he's putting his life at great risk. And the Gemara said a svar. The Gemara said that the only time the snake drinks the yayin is if it's undiluted. But if it's diluted, not. Then the Gemara said there's a chiluk between very diluted or a little bit diluted. Then the Gemara said a svar that maybe the snake will drink diluted wine, but he won't be Maisa Nefesh for the diluted wine. And then the Gemara said even another Svara, that it could be if the snake himself is the one that diluted the wine, then he'll be Maisa Nefesh, even if it's diluted. But if the snake is not the one that diluted, he won't be Maisa Nefesh. And the Gemara is coming out with real halacha l'maisa over here. Meaning, even though there were Maisa Shahayas, Kachayas with snakes, where the Chachamim saw with their own eyes, the snake was going after wine, but they didn't want to necessarily apply it to all cases. There were different svaras, the Gemara said. Like, yeah, it's true, we have a story where a snake was Moisa Nefesh, even for diluted wine, but maybe that's because he himself was the one that diluted it. Right, the Gemara, what if we're wrong? What if our svaras aren't real svaras? Meaning, we know that Yayin Megulin is dangerous. And we even know that a snake will drink Yayin Megulin that's diluted. And we even know it'll be Moisa Nefesh. We could talk and say svaras. There's nothing to talk about. And Beis Medrash Mekens Zogon Asvar. And you could say that there's a chiluk between very diluted and a little diluted, being Moisa Nefesh or not being Moisa Nefesh. If he diluted or he didn't dilute it. But freak the Gemara, the immortal words. Amr Avash, V'i Temer Amisharshia, Peruka L'Sakanta. You're telling me Terutzin for something that's is Shailov Sakana? If it's a Shailov Issa V'Heter, okay. So you could say V'im Toymar, you could say V'yei Shloymar, V'oidei Shloymar. That's what we do when we learn Gemara. But in Sakana, you have to be a lot more careful. By the way, the Poskim quote this in different places in Halacha that you see from here. We all know the rule, Chamira Sakanta Meisura. But not just Chamira Sakanta Meisura, Peruka Lesakanta. You could say a Teret, you could say a Svara when you're dealing with something that's related to Issa V'Heter. But when you're dealing with something of Sakana, we're not going to put people's lives at risk to be soymech on a teretz that maybe is right and who knows, maybe is really wrong. Either way, zok to Gemara, what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Hilchas Yayin Maza Yemei Mishum Giloy. Diluted wine, you do have the Isser Giloy, and it makes sense based on all the aforementioned stories. We're not going to rely on any of the terutzim because Perukala Sakanta, V'yeshba Mishum Yayin Nesach. Additionally, diluted wine has Yayin Nesach. However, Yayim Mevushel, Eimei Mishum Giloy, I guess snakes don't drink Yayim Mevushel, the Eimei Mishum Yayin Nesach, and additionally, there's no Isser Yayin Nesach when it comes to Yayim Mevushel. More stories. Shami Dereb Chia Bar, Bartuvi, Igal Yahi Kista de Maya. So he had a kista, that's a shear, a certain amount of water, and it was left uncovered. So again, the halacha of Giloy is not exclusively related to Yayin. Nesach is obviously related to Yayin. But the loch of Gilui is related to all mashkim. So this wasn't wine, this was water. So the Gabbai of Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvi has a little bit of water. He left it uncovered overnight, and he was sleeping next to it. Va'vinayim Gabo. Gabbai Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvi. The next day, he goes to his boss, he goes to Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvi, and he asked him a shayla. He said, can I drink this water, or can I not drink this water? Amalei, he told him, Harei Amru, I'll tell you the loch. Emas Yoshan Alei, you have nothing to worry about. Because what's the concern? That the snake may have gone after it. The snake doesn't go after water or wine or anything when the owner of it is sleeping right there. He's afraid of the person that's sleeping. It's not an issue. How do you believe Mabba Dikmar says it's only during the day? At night, I guess at night, a person's in a deep sleep. Over there, the halach is different. V'loi, he says, the Gemara, loi shna b'yamama, v'loi shna b'layla. It doesn't matter if it's during the day or if it's during the night. Emes yoshan alei alei amrina. There's no such svar of emes yoshan alei, meaning you have to be concerned. Rav loi shasmi b'yarma. Rav would not drink water. You wouldn't drink anything from the house of Arma, of an Eini Yehudi. Amar, he said, Leizir Begili. They're not worried about Gili. Mi Be'ar Malta Shasi, but from an Almana, he would drink. So it's a little bit of a play on words. Arma and Armalta. From an Armalta, he would drink, even though she, you would think, doesn't necessarily know the halachas of Giloy. Her husband's not alive to train her on Masircha de Gavra Nikita. But at the same time, when her husband was alive, she used to keep certain minhagim, and she probably still keeps those minhagim, even though she herself doesn't know Yeridei Simen Kufta Zayin. She never learned But still, we assume that she keeps on to the minhagim of her husband. So Rav would not trust the Arma, but would trust the Armalta. The Arma doesn't keep that lachas. The Armalta probably keeps him. Shmuel loyishasi mayim be Armalta. Shmuel wouldn't drink from an Amana. Why? I disagree. Her husband's not alive anymore. She does whatever she wants. She's not necessarily keeping all her husband's strange menhagen. She doesn't cover the word. But from a guy, Shmuel would drink. Shmuel was a doctor. He was maybe sensitive to areas of hygiene. But he said, I think that they're makbid. Because at the end of the day, if there's a shayla of sakana, it's not a question of halacha. It's a question of sakana. Some say, Shasi, like we just said, and Shmuel loy shasi maya. Shmuel wouldn't drink loy mi be'arma, v'loy mi be'armalta. Even Shmuel wouldn't trust arma. By the way, let me ask you a pashta kasha. If the Eina Yehudim were makbin on Megulim, and we know Megulim is dangerous, how come the Eina Yehudim weren't dropping dead left and right? I mean, it seems like they were getting involved in something that Chacham were very worried about. It's a real issue of sakana. So if it's a real issue of sakana, why didn't it affect it? You know, ask the kasha, Rav himself. It's going to be on Friday's Daf from Yetz Hashem, but the Gemara itself asks the Kasha, and Rav gives a fascinating teretz, and there's an unbelievable Chassam Sofer on that teretz, and we're going to get to that at the end of the week. Either way, I'm Rabbi Shulben Levi. There are three types of wines, the Eim Bemishom Giloy, that don't have the halachas of Giloy. The Elohein Chad, that's a very strong wine. Mar is a very bitter wine. Masek is a sweet wine. The Gemara describes them. Chad is Tila Harifa, the Matzri Zika. It's so strong that the container, the cork, you don't need a corkscrew, pops up by itself. Mar, bitter wine is Yarnica. Masaik is Choya. You have to ask Chanani Yontif Lipa about all these different wines. Either way, Rav Chama Masni Liluya. Rav Chama said that these wines are really good wines. Chad is Chamaru Pilpulin. That's wine where they mix wine and peppers. Mar is a Pisnitin. Masaik is Meibar. I'm Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Karyena, Ein by Mishum Gilay. Different type of wine. My Karyena, I'm Rav Abo. Ravo said, Chamra Chauya da Asim Eyasi. It's a sweet wine that comes from Asya, dessert wine. I'm Rava. Ubim Koima Yesh by Mishum Gilay. However, in Asya itself, even that wine, you have to worry about Giloy. My time, Chamar Medina. Because the snake, it, for him, it's Chamar Medina. So, you know, a snake that gets this wine that comes from Bordeaux or wherever, you know, he's not used to that. He's used to that. It's true to give on. But, you know, if he lives in Bordeaux, so if he lives in France, so then it's very different. Then he's used to it. For him, this is Chamar Medina. Amar Rava, Hay Chamra da Akrim, wine that begins to go bad. Atlasi Yoimi, for the first 3 days, the HB Mishum Giloy, Umishum Yayanesa. Just because it's going bad, it's starting to sour, it doesn't impact these halachas. You have gilui, you have nesach, mikan ve'elach. After 3 days, ein bei mishum gilui, ve'ein bei mishum yayin nesach. Nardoi yam, nardoi said, I feel the basal tosik. Even after 3 days, chashir mishum gilui. My time is zimna mikri mishasi. Sometimes it drinks. And I guess like the Gemara said earlier, peruka l'sakanta, right? Even Nardoi said that after 3 days, what are you worried about? Giloy didn't say you're worried about Nasach. Maybe Nasach you're not worried about. Because that's a question of Isser. So we'll be soimich on this 3 day. But in terms of Giloy, you have to be worried about Piruka l'sakanta, Zimne mikri shasi. Tanu Rabbanu, yayin toisi. It's yayin that's fermenting. Ein by mishum giloy. V'kameti sasai. How long does it take for it to ferment? Shloish yam in 3 days. Hashachlayim, ein behem mishum giloy. If you take cress, that comes up a lot in Gemaras, and you mix it with wine, so the halacha is, or water, there's no halachas of gilui, ubnei gaila nagu behen iser. V'loya marna de les buchala. The only time there's a halacha of yayin toises and shachlayim and these things that you have the iser gilui is if there's no vinegar inside. Avot is buchala migruba. Once you put vinegar inside the mashka, now already the snake stays away from it. He's not going near the vinegar at that point. It's already going to be mutter. Kuta chabavli, ein by mishum giloy. If you have a certain dip that was made up of different foods. There's no halachas of giloy, but the bnei gaila were noaga by iser. Amar Rabbi Nachshon, Nachshon said it. Ispei nikuri chayshinin. If, however, it looks like maybe the snake had gotten into this dip, into this kuta chabavli, in that case you would have to worry. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, may tif, ein by mishum giloy. Let's say you have a cup of wine, and there's wine pouring into the cup from a barrel. So there's wine coming from a barrel, and it's pouring into a cup. And you hear the sounds of the water dripping. Tiff, tiff, drip, drip, right? You hear those sounds. So the halacha is you don't have to worry about giloy. Why? Because the snake gets a little bit afraid of the noise. Amar Rav Ashi, v'uda ovet tiff lahadi tiff, tiff. It has to be with a solid beat. But if there's a pause in between the tiff and the tiff, over there already, somehow the snake is in a spall, you have nothing to worry about. Amar Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Nadir Halacha, Piteina, Ein by Mishum Giloy. The opening of a fig, the part of the fig where the stem is, now you have a little opening inside the fig, over there you have nothing to worry about. Now, who's talking about figs? We're talking about liquids. We're talking about mashkin. Where does figs come into the picture? So the truth is, the background to this halach is a Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, where the Mishnah says that just like we're worried about the nachash going and tampering with liquids, there was also a chash if you had moist fruit. So if you had fruit and the fruit was wet, so there's mashka on the fruit, maybe the snake was going to go after as well. And it's for that reason, if you wake up in the morning and you see that you have a little hole in your fruit, so you have to be worried, not for a mouse or some other creature, you have to be worried for a nachash. And now you have the lachas of gilui, and now all of a sudden there would be an issue. What happens if you have a fruit? And every fruit, when you pull the stem out of the fruit, is going to have a little indentation. There's going to be a little bit of hole. Do you have to be worried that maybe a snake went after into that hole and maybe put a little something in it? So the Gemara says, you don't have to. Piteina, ein by mishum giloy. Meaning, even though ordinarily there is makom to be chayish for a moist fruit, so if there is some indentation, that's not considered an indentation. And that's b'kahai gavna, even though you could argue it was moist and there's an indentation, maybe it went after it. The Mishnah in Trumas doesn't apply. Zok the Gemara, keman ki haitan, the tiny Rebbe Lezer, oimer, oichel adam anovim with teinim balayla, ve'enei choshesh, Rebbe Lezer, you're allowed to eat anovim and teinim at night, you don't have to be worried. What don't you have to be worried about? You can't see at night. So maybe there's an indentation, maybe it has the little hole, there's a little loch, which would mean that maybe the snake went after it. If you know for sure, then about that you can't drink it, but you can't eat it. But if you don't know for sure, al tidak, mishum shenem Hashem, Ibsayim Hashem, al zen emar. This is one of the places where the Gemara invokes this yisayit. If we have some time, we'll speak out some ray of shomer Ibsayim Hashem. I'm Rav Safra, mishum Rabbi Shua. The Mishnah says it regarding fruit. There's three types of eres. There's three types of poisons, of venom, that of the snake. Shall bachar, if the snake is a bachar, so he's a gezinta nachash, shekeya, so his venom sinks to the bottom. Shall benini mifafeya, it goes somewhere in between. Vishal zokin, if he's already an alta yid, an alta snake, so then it stays on top. Lememra zok the gemara, the kabbalah kashish kachishchele. Right, it sounds like that the older the snake comes, the weaker it becomes, like people. But for a time, you fake the gemara, it's not true. Shloisha, it's a brace, a kol zman shabaskidu gevur mitay seves alev. The three creatures that the older they get, the stronger they get. Eluhein, dog, a fish, nachosh, a shlang, the chazer, and a chazer. So the Gemara says, koyach, aysufa hu de kamaisav. But ziare kosh, you want to know, he himself, yeah, he gets stronger, he has more koyches. But his venom, that gets a little weaker. Shabachar, shakel, mayilch. So does this matter? I mean, is this just a fun fact? Shloish amine erisain? Or do these things have impacts lahalachos? So we said that a bachar, a young snake, his eres, his venom, it sinks to the bottom. The Gemara says, yeah, it actually is very much negeil aloch. Titania, we learned in the Braisa, Chavish and Esgala. If somebody had a barrel of liquid, it was left overnight. Nine people drank it and they didn't drop dead. It doesn't mean that the 10th person should drink it. Why? Because maybe the eres sunk to the bottom. Maisa Shahaya, Sheshasu, we met a Tisha Vlemesu. Nine people drank and they didn't die. The Shasa Asiri, and then the 10th person came. Vamez. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Zeu Shekeya. And Rabbi Yirmiya commented, he said, that story, that Maisa Shahaya, that's an example of Kamen Amonim Divrei Chazal, that there's an idea that sometimes the eres, it sinks to the bottom, and that's Shal Bachur Shekeya. The same is true with regards to an Avatiach.
a melon that was left over. It was moist. It was liquid. Now you see there's a little hole in there. Nine people, they weren't supposed to. They ate from it. Nothing happened. Still, the 10th person shouldn't eat it. Nine people ate from it. They didn't die. And then a 10th person came. He ate from it and he died. And Rebbe said, Zeu Shekeya. This is an example of Shekeya. Exhale. Either way, so we had a whole Daf Gemara that spoke about two halachas. It spoke a little bit about the Isser Stam Yenon, Yayin of a Goy, which is the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes on the days, which is going to be many, many Dafin of Gemara when we get to the Nuns towards later into the Masechta. And then we had, more primarily, the Gemara discussed the halachas of Mayim Megulin, regarding wine, different types of wine, regarding mashka, and even sometimes an oichel, if the oichel is moist. So now the snake is going to go after the mashka that's on the oichel. So if you see a hole in the fruit where it looks like maybe a creature, an animal, got a hold of it, you'd have to be worried even in that case. And there was mavur in the Gemara that the issue of Megulin is not an issue of Issa v'Heter. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. It's an issue of Sakana and Chamira Sakanta Meisura, to the point that the Gemara said, Piruka l'Sakanta, meaning not only is there an Isser of Megulin, but it would seem that the Isser of Giloy is even more chamor. It's even more chamor than a regular Isser, because you have all the chaymer of Chamira Sakanta Misura. Just as an example, the Poiskim discuss, Pesach Shuva discusses it in Siman Kuf Tazayin, but the Poiskim discuss what would be the halacha regarding Bittel Beroiv, Shishim. You have the halacha of Shishim, let's say you have a little bit of Mashkin Megulin that fell into a Taruvus. We have 60 Keneged. So ordinarily, this is Yerideya, this is Taruvus 101. The halacha is, of course, you have the halacha of Bittel B'Shishim. But when it comes to a Shailah of Sakana, maybe you don't have Bittel B'Shishim. Oh, the Nafkaminas. The bottom line is, that's the halacha Megulin. So is it Negeya? Is it halacha L'maisa? So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Kufte Zayin in Yerideya, Sifkotan Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Mashkim Shenes Galu. If somebody has mashka that was left uncovered, Osrum Chachovim. The Chachovim said, they not let it drink it. Chayshinan Shema Nochosh Shasa Mehem Nochosh Mehem Vitam Emeris. We're afraid that maybe a Nochosh drank from it and he left over a little bit of Eris. He left over a little bit of it. Then, says the Mechaber, Va'achshav She'ein Nochosh Mitzuyim Veineinu. But nowadays, when we don't live amongst snakes, Mutter, the halach is, you have nothing to worry about, it's going to be Mutter. So based on the plain, pure vanilla halach and Shulchan Aruch, it's a mefurish and mechaber, there's no Ramah, it's very, very clear. Va'achshav She'ein Nochosh Mitzuyim Veineinu, Mutter. It's 100% okay. So if you leave over a bottle of orange juice overnight, you left it uncovered, you wake up in the morning, you can close it, put it back in your refrigerator, you don't have to worry. Stating that, the Pesach Tshuva says, I am b'shlo, shekosa avdi mikol makai. Even though based on the din of Shulchan Aruch, it's okay. Shomer nafsha yirochik mizeh. You should stay away from it. The Haraya said the Tur. Says the Shla. Sharia Tur cost from the Chaladina. Because the Shulchan Aruch brings all the halachas. Echad mehem loy noisa. He doesn't leave out one sif katan. He brings literally the whole Shulchan Aruch. L'chur, if it's not negev, it's manazeh. Then why did the Tur bring it? So it says the Shla Kaddish, Vaistois, the Tur held, that it is negev, it's manazeh. It's not mi'ikra din. Mi'ikra din, va'achshav she'in nechashem etzuyim beinenu muter. But at the same time, alzeh nemar shoymer naf. There are different things in halacha that fall under that category. Either way, says the Shla, this would fall under that category. And then the Pesach Tshuva continues. He says, "Uban hagis hachosid hagroza kasov gamkein shayinizer ma'id bedaver hazeh." The sefer that talks about the menhagin of the Vilna Gaon, they bring that the Vilna Gaon was very careful when it came to the halacha of gilui ayin shom taimoy al kain. Says the Pesach Tshuva, "Haroitz elizayer." If somebody wants to be careful, ayin kol adinim the tor. So go bring a tor. Look it up, you're going to get all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Sefer that discusses the Minhagei Agra. We know what that Sefer is. It's the Maaser Rav. In the Maaser Rav, it's in Hilchas Macholis Asurois, it's Ois Tzadikei. So they bring Gilui Asar. Av She'ein Nechashem Mitzuyim Beinenu, V'huzal, these are the Minhagei Agra, referring to the Vilna Gaon, Hayinizer Ma'oid Ma'oid Bedover. So the Vilna Gaon held it was Asar, even Bizman Azeh. He wasn't just careful. He was very, very careful. It's Yodua, they bring that the Talmidei Agra say over a story that the Goyen used to say that if a person is Nizer, regarding the Isser of Gilui, that when he davens, there's a haftacha that he won't have a machshava zara. So if a person wants a skula that he shouldn't have a machshava zara while he's davening, the Vilgoyim said, be very careful when it comes to mashke megulim. He said it's a skula. And the Talmidei Agra say, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, and the Radal brings this to one of his farm as well, that Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, the Goyin, was davening Shachris one morning, and he felt that he couldn't be mischaven during Shachris the way he used to. And afterwards, he was very disturbed, and he was boydek, like what could have happened, and it was nisparer afterwards that he had a gabbai that used to bring him water every morning, and it seems he used to go to a certain place to get the water, and that morning it was raining like really, really hard, and he couldn't go to the place that he used to go to get the goyin water. So there was water that he had from yesterday, was left outside, he gave it to the goyin. And the goyin drank the maya begulin, and he literally felt that it impacted his chakras either way. So that's the Messiah. That's what they bring from the Vilna Gaon. I'll just tell you something fascinating. They bring here on the bottom, this is the new Meiser Rav. So he brings from the Aderes Aliyah. So that's one of the Gaon's farm that he wrote on Chumash. He says, the Pasuk says, listen to this. It says that one of the klolas that the Nachash got was, Offer toichal kol yemechayecha. So you have to be the Vilna Gaon to say this. This is literally veruuyin hadvarim l'misha amrim. Said the Vilna Gaon, lafisha hiske rako achila bekilas hanachash. What was the lashon of the klala? Offer toichal. The snake was cursed that he wouldn't enjoy food. He would eat dirt, literally. He would eat offer. That was the klala for the nachash. But he was never cursed that he wouldn't enjoy mashka. That's why the Goyin said, you find that the nachash had a taiva for yayin, he had a taiva for mashkin, and he takin used to drink, because he was never cursed. It was only his achila that was cursed. It was never his shtir that was cursed. This is a classic from the Goyin. Unbelievable. It was offer toichal, but they never cursed. And that's where he got to have a little bit of hanah, the mashkin hagluyim. Chazal had a mesoira that the Nachash has some sort of shlit on it. But I'll tell you something very interesting. There's a Mishnah Mesechtes Shumas. So we mentioned the Mishnah in Shumas a little bit as it relates to the Te'enim. So the Mishnah Mesechtes Shumas, when it brings the halacha of Gilui, says the Mishnah that the halachas of Gilui apply. Not only in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael as well. It's Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. I am B'Yerushalmi, if you want to look, Perikhes, Mesechtes Shumas on that halacha. But either way, it's Yerushalmi based on a Mishnah that the halachas of Gilui apply in Chutz La'aretz, and they apply in Eretz Yisrael as well. I saw in the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, he brings from the Prichadash and other Kadmoinen that said, what's Pshat? Why would you think that the halacha of Gilui should apply any less in Eretz Yisrael than it does in Chutz La'aretz? If there's a Chash Gilui, you're worried about the Nechashim, so it doesn't matter where you are, if there's Nechashim, it's something you should have to worry about. So they bring an unbelievable Pshat based on a Mishnah that we're all familiar with. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's Perikei Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Asar Nisim Nasim Lavisena Beveis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim that happened to the Yidin on a regular basis when they were in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Hipila Isha Mireach Basar Hekdash. A woman never miscarried from the very strong smell of the meat that was in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo Hisriach Basar Hekdash Me'olam. Basar Hekdash never went bad. V'lo Nirizvu Beveis HaMitpachayim. There was never a fly in the kitchen, in the Shlachtoiz, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo Ira Keri L'Koyin Gadol Be'emech Keturim. Koyin Gadol never became Tomei. V'lo Kavug Shaman Isha Latzi Me'aracha. Rain never extinguished the fire of the Maracha. V'lei notzcha ruach es amud ha'oshan. V'lei nimtza psul ba'oimer b'shtei alecha v'lech ma'ponim. Oimden tzfufim v'mushtachim v'revochim. V'lei hizik nochosh v'akrev. A nochosh or akrev was never mazik b'Yerushalayim. V'lei amru adam l'chaveroi. A person never had to tell his friend sar li amokoyim b'Yerushalayim. A person never felt uncomfortable when he was in Yerushalayim. One of the 10 things that I mentioned is like hizik nachash v'akrev b'Yerushalayim. Tesiyanta makes the diak. It doesn't say like nashach. It doesn't say that. It says like hizik. You know what like hizik is mashma? Tesiyanta doesn't say this. But you know what like hizik is mashma? It never caused any damage. It was never mas. Like mibaya, it never bit anybody. It never even was matel eres inside a mashka. So if there was already a haftacha of lehizik nachash v'akrib Yerushalayim me'oilom, so solkatay techamina, based on that haftacha, maybe there should be no problem with megulin in Yerushalayim. Because in Yerushalayim there's this haftacha. So I would have thought it's okay. Says the Chida, he brings it from the Prichadash and other kadmainim as well, that's what this Yerushalmi is coming to bavar. So Yerushalmi, the halachas of megulin are noyeg,
Bein, Ba'aretz, Bein, Bechutzlaretz. It doesn't matter. But even in Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean, Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't mean Haifa. Even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Yerushalayim, where you had this Haftacha, where you had this Shmira, it's one of the 10 Nisan that used to happen on a regular basis in Eretz Yisrael. Even over there, this is something that you don't have to worry about. So the question is, why not? If there was a Ness, the Mishnah already says, Lehizik Nachash, Va'akre, Yerushalayim, Ve'olam. So why was it an issue? Why was it an issue? I think the very obvious tush, though, is the Yerushalmi's kasha. One of the 10 things that I've mentioned is like Ira carry the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Break the Yerushalmi, first Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. Shivas Yom Kohen the Yom HaKippurim, Marfishan Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, Lishkas Par Hedjim. And one of the things they used to do was they would make sure that there was a backup Kohen Gadol. Shema Ira Psol, what's going to happen? Carry. And like this, you're going to have a backup. You're going to have someone to come in. L'chur, it's a Mishnah. Like Ira carry the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. The Yerushalmi asks the Kasha. And the Yerushalmi says two terutzim. One terutz the Yerushalmi says is Ein Samchan Al Anes. That Yerushalmi, by the way, brings up Pasuk. Why Ein Samchan Al Anes? So this is an often quoted Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says it's learned from the Pasuk, Leisenasu, whatever. But the point is, the Yerushalmi says Ein Samchan Al Anes. Inami says the Yerushalmi, like Kasha, Kambe Bayis Rishon, Kambe Bayis Sheni. The Haftachas in the Mishnah of Le'ir Keri Le'Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim was Bayis Rish. But the Mishnah of Shivas Yom Kohen D'Yom HaKippurim, the first Mishnah of Sechus Yuma, that was Negei, Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni didn't have the Haftachas. I think it's an obvious Sush. That same Yerushalmi that we spoke out when we learned Sechus Yuma, that same Yerushalmi that is a Yudua Digi Yerushalmi, L'Churu would be a Tzushno here as well. But Akoponim, a very geshmak of art, that being that the Mishnah says, Lehizek Nachash Va'akreb Yerushalayim Me'oilam, so Sol, G'day D'chamin Ich, Volt Gevolt Meinin, Lehizek, it wasn't Mazik, it wasn't even Matal Eres inside the Mashkin. So if it wasn't Matal Eres inside the Mashkin, so maybe you shouldn't have to worry even about the Alochas of Gilui, Kamash Malan, the Alochas of Gilui, Anoyek, even in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, regarding these last two Halochas in the Mishnah, Lehizek Nachash Va'akreb Yerushalayim, says the Vilna Gaon, right, if you ever went through the Pirush Agra on Avos, so what does the Gra do in Avos? It's not really a Pirush. What the Gaon does is he brings a Pasuk in Tanakh that is the Makar, is the source of this Mishnah, similar to the Bir Agra and Shulchan Aruch. So that is the style of the Gra, but it's always a Pasuk in the Teresh Abiksav. Every single Mishnah, if you take a look at the Gra relates the Mishnah to a pasuk, and it's fascinating. You could sit down. It's a geshmak alivur. I mean, you're literally learning a Vilna Gaon, a Gra, to understand what the Gaon meant when he was applying a certain pasuk. So, what does the Gaon say regarding the last two parts of the Mishnah? Again, a nachash and an akrib were never mazik in Yerushalayim, and a person never said that I'm not comfortable. Shenemar klilas yoifi mesoyis kol haaretz. Eretz Yisrael is a geshmak place. People go to Eretz Yisrael, and it's geshmak. It's Misois Kol Haaretz. If it's Misois Kol Haaretz, Miloshin Sosin V'Simcha, a Yid came to Yerushalayim, it was Misois, it was the happiest, funnest, most geshmak place in the world. If it was Misois Kol Haaretz, it was perfectly geshmak. That means a Nachash was never mazik. It means people were never uncomfortable. It was perfect. That's what Yerushalayim was. You want to know what we don't have? Yerushalayim was Misois Kol Haaretz. It was so Misois Kol Haaretz that Lehizik Nachash Va'akrev B'Yerushalayim Me'olam Le'omar Adam L'Chaveroi Tzali Hamokim B'Yerushalayim. Either way, that's the first Torah. So we're going to skip the Ha'ara regarding Stam Yena. We'll get to that already when we get towards the end of the Masechta. But just one other Ha'ara, the Gemara mentioned over here, the Halacha of Shomer Psoim Hashem, meaning, is a person allowed to eat fruit at night when he can't see? If the fruit is moist, and we know that the nechashim and that kravim sometimes go after the moist fruit, so maybe there's a hole in it, there's an indentation, you can't see it. The reason you can't see it is because it's dark outside, it's pitch black, so maybe it shouldn't be okay. Oyei shloimer, no. Says the Gemara, shloimer psoim Hashem. That's a mefurish of Raisa, that even though technically you are putting your life in a little bit of risk, there is an element of sakana that's taking place over here, but at the end of the day, you don't have to worry about it. Shloimer psoim Hashem. And this idea of shloimer psoim Hashem, again, comes up in a few places in Gemara. The Gemara says that in the times of Chazal, it was dangerous to give bris milah if it was a yoyim ha-ma'oinen. If it was a cloudy day, it was perceived to be dangerous to give bris milah. Based, therefore, on the ikar halacha, if it's a cloudy day, we're pushing off the bris, and we're going to have to do the bris, shaloi bezmane. Stating that, the Gemara says, achshuv shenayagu, tivin d'doshu be'rabim, now that everybody is mekel, shaloi bezmane, you have nothing to worry about. If people do something, even though the thing that they're doing involves an element of risk, you don't have to. And that seems to be what defines shaloi bezmane Hashem. If
If something is dangerous, but everyone does it anyways, in that case, Shomer B'Shoyim Hashem. It's interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, wrote two tshuvas, that I'm aware of anyways, two tshuvas regarding smoking. So he was asked, is it okay to smoke, or is it not okay to smoke? And Rav Moshe wrote two tshuvas. The first tshuva was on the seventh day of Chanukah, Tavshin Chav Dalet, 1964. So Rav Moshe says, "Be'inyan ishun cigarios." Is it okay or is it not okay? That tshuva is very, very bekitzer. The one where he's a little bit more meirich was in 1981, Isru Chag Shavuos. It's in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simen Ayin Vav. Im yesh isur be'ishun cigarios or ein isur. So I'm not going to get involved. Yeah, also not also. You know, some of the research regarding the effects of smoking has changed over the years as well. So that's not the point. But Rav Moshe in that tshuva discusses the idea of Shomer B'Shoyim Hashem. When do you say Shomer B'Shoyim Hashem? When do you not say Shomer B'Shoyim Hashem? It's interesting, by the way, that the tshuva was written to a doctor, Dr. Meir Rosner, who apparently was a Talmud Chacham. He refers to him as a Yorei Shamayim. He gives him, Rav Moshe does, really chashuv accolades. But either way, in the tshuva, you know, he says, I know that you know, unfortunately, you deal with people that have had issues, but again, regardless, Ayin Shem and the Tshuva, it's him and Ayin Vav, if you want to see it inside. But Rav Moshe says, when do you say Shomer B'Shoyim Hashem, or when do you not say Shomer? So if everybody decided they're going to jump off a bridge, so what? Everyone's going to have a safe landing? I mean, when do you say Shomer B'Shoyim Hashem, or when do you not say it? It's Rav Moshe says, it's Pasha to him. The Bedov, I'll read to you a little bit inside. The Bedov, the Ikka Harbe, Shalei Kashu, Lulibriyasim Klon. If you're dealing with something that many people will do it, and they won't be affected, Kigoy, Harbe Mine Eichlin. Like certain types of foods. Shall inchi nenemahem, that people enjoy. Kibisra shamna, fatty meat. Vidvarm charifim b'yayisar, a food that's very spicy, very sharp. So most people eat it, they don't have a problem. Avol kosh ha-zelibriyasim shakam inchi. But there are people that if they eat these foods, you know, it can cause heart issues, it could affect them. Leka bozeh isim b'lo oichla mitzad chashash sakana. In that case, you can't tell me, shmartim oidlan avshesechem, you're not letting eat red meat. There's no such thing. Being that most people don't have issues, if people do it, and most people don't have issues, so it's not like a quid pro quo. You eat this, boom, it doesn't work that way. There are statistics that show that a lot of people that do this will be affected. But the reality is most people that eat fatty foods aren't affected in a detrimental way from a health perspective. Therefore, it says Rav Moshe, it doesn't fall into the gather of unishmatim o'ivan ashesechem. What is it? It's going to be, in that case, you're going to say Shomer B'Shoyim Hashem. If it's something that most people, if they do this, it's really olol and shchiach and matzoi, that something really bad is going to happen, that's where you have to worry about it. And Rav Moshe, I left the Rambams, but the Rav Moshe says that if you want it, it's fine. If you want, exhibit A, to bring out this point, is that we know the Rambam, we always speak this out in the daf, and Perek Yud Aleph Hilchis, Ritzech v'shmir sanefesh. So the Rambam learns from the Aloch of Makkah, right? It says by Makkah v'sisim agalik agecho. That's a mitzvah saseh. And then it says v'loisasim damim v'veisecho. Alois saseh, meaning if a person has a roof and he doesn't put a fence around the roof, he's over an aseh. He's also over alois saseh. And the Rambam says that this is really a mamatzino to kol ha'tayru kula tein l'chacham v'yech gamoy. That any time a person gets involved in a matzav of sakana, he's risking aseh and he's risking alois saseh. You never let it be. The Rambam's very sharp. Sometimes it's the Reisa, sometimes it's only the Rabbanim Makkas Maradis. But the bottom line is, the Rambam's very, very clear. You're over the Reisas, essays and loisases. The Rambam Hilchas Deis, in Perek Dalet, if you go through the Rambam talks about things, he gives you a whole regiment. How much exercise you should do, how much sleep you should get, right? The Rambam was also a doctor. And what you should eat, when you should eat it, in what proportions. It's fascinating. Perek Dalet Hilchas Deis in the Rambam is absolutely fascinating. With the Rambam, literally, he's governing every minute of your day from a Bria's perspective. Rav Moshe says, you go through those Lashonis in the Rambam doesn't say one time, Aser, he doesn't say it. Loi, Makas Marid, there's no Malkus Dairais, there's no Chadi Kris. The Rambam doesn't talk about those things. What the Rambam is doing, he's giving you good advice. But Lachura, if the Rambam prefaced his whole perek by saying that what I'm telling you now, you need to do to be healthy. You should do this so that you should be Ma'arech Yomim V'Shunim. If that's the purpose, then why is this only a question of good advice? Lachura, it should be awesome. What happened to Shmatim Al-Hashasech? Why doesn't every person have an obligation to work out a half hour a day
simply for Prius, so that he should be healthy. It's a good argument. It's a good taina. Look, you should get a certain amount of sleep. You shouldn't eat red meat more than, you know, twice a week, whatever they tell you to do. You should have a glass of wine every night because they say that's healthy, right? But all these things that you, how come it's not brought down as a chayk, as something you absolutely need to do? Says Rav Moshe, you know why? Because the truth is, the fact that it's healthy to get a certain amount of sleep and do a certain amount of exercise and eat certain foods, it's based on statistics that there is a link, there's a connection between living a healthy lifestyle and being Ma'arich Yomim. But at the same time, that you definitely feel better if you live a healthy lifestyle. But in terms of Ma'arichas Yomim, there's statistics that link the two, but there's no guarantee. And most people, it doesn't really affect them one way or another. Being that it doesn't affect one way or another, and people are not very careful when it comes to living a healthy life. As a result, al zeh nemar shoyim ripsoyim Hashem. But if you're doing something dangerous, you're going to jump off a cliff or something, yeah, that's not shoyim ripsoyim Hashem. That's the Rambam of Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Ritzeh Shmiras HaNefesh. So if it's a halacha that falls into, if it's a halacha that falls into the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Ritzeh Shmiras HaNefesh, then already you don't say shoyim ripsoyim Hashem. So what is smoking? What is smoking? That's what Rav Moshe said. It's Chiddush. And Rav Moshe said that based on statistics and the research that he's done and doctors that he's spoken to, it falls into Perek Dalet Hilchos Deos. And even though there's definitely research connecting smoking to issues, but the reality is most people don't have issues. And being that most people do not have issues and people do it, you could say, Kivin Dadashu Be Rabim Shem Ripsoim Hashem. Rav Moshe Lamaisa, he writes in his Shuvah at the end, Avavadim in Aroi L'chol Ish Uberfrat Levnei Torah Shaloi La'ashen. A Ben Torah certainly shouldn't, being that there is a kshash sakana, and there's no tayelis. Really, smoking only is beneficial for people that are addicted to smoking. If you need the cigarette, then the cigarette is gishmak. But if you don't need it, you don't need it. It's interesting that Rav Avad Yosef in Yechav Adas, so Rav Avad Yosef, it's in Chelik Hey, it's Simon Lamites, he wasn't so kind. Rav Avad Yosef came down a little bit stronger if you want to look it up. Either way, yeah.